Today on Rocking the Suburbs.
What are you doing, Patrick?
Oh, just getting ready for a visit from our friend Nick Scalera.
Oh, nice. I see what you're setting out there. Can I have some?
No, you know the rules. Hands off the Kiwis until Nick gets here.
All right, cheers, Patrick. We are back in your basement. I haven't been here in a long time and barely recognize the place.
Yeah.
You've done a lot to it.
It's maximum capacity, too, Jim. So if you're going to come back on a day like this and sit at the sticker table, it's good to have good friends. And I want to introduce our guest today who's going to be with us for these episodes as the man who was here when the first Flying Nun Week happened. It happened
right here,
down here. Yeah,
that's a historic marker.
Ashtrays are still on the floor.
Yeah. Right, yeah. Cigarette burns. It was like the cover of Donald Fagen's The Nightfly. Really working hard.
Oh, that's
hard.
Right, yeah. Introduce yourself first.
Hi, I'm Patrick Foster.
And I'm Jim Lenihan, and with us is...
Nick Scalera.
Hey, Nick. No stranger to the show, of course.
Glad to be here. Not in person. It's weird. It's a little weird. I was telling Patrick, I'm like, oh, there's like a bottom half to you and a top half. You're a three-dimensional person. It's nice
it
to
used
see.
To be. And Nick, as always, wearing an impeccable t-shirt today. It's the clean.
Oh, that's
it's
a
beautiful.
Nice one.
Yeah. From a famous record cover. It's great.
Very nice. And you guys, you know, you're both soccer fans. Mm-hmm. So you were watching the soccer. I haven't watched any of this. This is the
Copa America.
That's South
first
American.
Match, right? Mm-hmm.
But everybody's been tuned into the European
Euro. Championships. Yep.
Yeah.
Euro.
Mm-hmm.
51 matches.
I have not. I've just learned that Iceland is not in it.
They are not.
And sadly,
not this time.
So
sadly.
I'm boycotting.
They were the best. One of the best things at the last Euro, right. For sure.
And I'm not sure that European soccer can survive without my support.
Wales and Scotland and North Macedonia
that's
are
right.
in,
Jim. Yeah,
so
right.
there's
right,
teams
so I should
you
pick
can,
one of those.
Yeah. Yes.
I was asking Patrick if Ireland is ever any good. I think the answer was no.
Not traditionally.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's the Republic of Ireland and Northern Ireland. So
yeah, I'm
two
talking
different
about
teams.
I'm talking about the
Republic.
Free State. Yeah.
Yeah. No. I mean, the finest. I was actually kind of surprised they did make it to the quarterfinals of a tournament once. Yeah. So.
Yeah, I think I did a quick Wikipedia search and was like, yeah, they
not very good.
Not a lot of tradition of success in Ireland. So, okay. So it's a patron episode.
Yes, very exciting.
And that's why we have Nick here. I mean, we like to hang out with Nick anyway, but it's a patron episode. So we thought, as mentioned before with the deck episodes we did, when patrons are local to the DC area, it's more enjoyable to do it in person recording rather than over Zoom, right? And so Nick crossed over from Maryland, and no hassles
across the river
at the border right. or anything, no. right? So you're good there, and came over to Northern Virginia, and he gets to pick the topic. So what do you want to talk about, Nick?
Excellent. So happy to be here. We're gonna actually, you know, our listeners call in and do new music picks. So I thought I would just save all of mine for the first six months.
Sweet.
So what I'm going to do is my favorite new music of the first half of 2021. It's been a good year so far, I think. I think there's some good stuff to talk about.
Me too. And, you know, I think in a normal year, like there, you'd see a lot of stuff about, oh, here's the first half of the year, like the best of. But, you know, this year has been so bizarre the past 2 years, essentially. So, great idea, and I can't wait to hear what it is. I have been peeking a little bit, so I'm pretty excited.
And a lot of the stuff that's been released, people have been sitting on for calling it 2021 is a
point.
Bit of a misnomer, but yeah, we are in strange times, but luckily music is still here. That's why we're all in the basement.
That's how we survived.
Yep.
Great.
Okay, so what do you want to start with?
Cool, so to start is, well, it's not really a band. Let's start with the name. The name is The Reds, Pinks, and Purples. And this is actually a solo project of Glenn Donaldson. And Glenn Donaldson is a guy I hadn't heard of before this. He started performing as the Reds, Pinks, and Purples. He's had a long career in the alternative scene. He's your typical DIY. He's done a lot of experimental stuff. He's done psych. He's done folk. All this kind of, tons of, if you go to his Bandcamp listings, it's prodigious. Tons of stuff. But in the last few years, he's sort of, kind of honed in on wanting to do jangly indie pop, which is right in my wheelhouse. Yeah. And that's sort of how I heard it. And, he's He's a kitchen artist. You know how we have, a bedroom artist? He does all his recording. This is for real. He lives in San Francisco. He's a whiz with recording techniques, and he does it in his kitchen.
Oh,
and
wow.
It sounds really great. It doesn't sound DIY, and y'all can judge that when you hear it. But he's a really cool guy. He's got just music interests that sort of really, are in my wheelhouse personally. He did a playlist about what inspired this most recent album, and the Verlaines were on there.
Wow.
Galaxy 500 was on there. I'm like, okay. but Glenn's an interesting guy. He's got a very distinctive voice. I think you'll hear that. A lot of jangly guitars that he overlays. There's a lot of drum machines. There's a lot of keyboards. But it's definitely in the sort of you think Sarah Records, C86, Flying Nun, REM for sure you'll hear. And he's a student of music, of the kind of music a lot of us really like. And what he puts out is some fantastic stuff. The lyrics are a bit melancholy, to put it mildly. They're kind of sad, but it's got that combination that I know Jim likes a lot too, which is sort of like sprightly, happy music,
right,
with lyrics are kind of sad. So
yeah.
So I've just been a big fan. I would really recommend people follow Glenn Donaldson on Twitter. He recommends a lot of music. He keeps his own blog. So he's a kind of he's a music lover's musician, I think. And so that's what I really picked up on. The other thing I'll mention before we play the tune is the guy is prolific. He puts out a ton of stuff.
Hmm.
He's put out three albums since 2019. He's got, I think he said, maybe one or two more coming out this year. If he'll drop a single, if you follow him on Bandcamp, that's the place to be. He just put out two singles last week. They might end up on the album, they might not. One last thing to mention before I listen to the song. He's a photographer, and he photographs neighborhoods in this neighborhood, I think is Richmond or something like that, in San Francisco, with these gorgeous houses. Mm. And that's sort of like, there's an aesthetic to all his albums. It's sort of like houses in the neighborhood. And there is sort of a very local feel to what he does. He's definitely a San Francisco performer, and you'll sort of hear that come out. This album, so is the new album he has out, or most recent, is called Uncommon Weather. And he focuses a lot on his love of music. That's sort of a theme through this, and how much music impacts him. So the song I thought we would listen to is called The Record Player and the Damage Done. So certain people will recognize that reference, but the song is about how music can really impact you, and it's a great tune. So let's listen to it.
Yeah, it has all those elements you just described.
Yeah.
I mean, it is very, very endearing sound, I think.
Wonderful. I love the use of the background vocals, too, the way it kind of overlaid. Yeah. It was really, really creative. And that's a great way when you're recording something on your own or doing all the instruments or, putting something together. You can really make it expansive when you overlay background vocals and really make it interesting.
I find it really endearing. I find his voice really emotive.
Mm-hmm.
It just, It was kind of a sad year in a lot of ways, and I find it. I listen to with it. I have listened to this stuff a lot.
His voice, yeah, his voice is very appealing. And I've never heard of him. Yeah,
he's been around for he's our age. He's not a young guy. He's been in the music scene for a long time. The list of bands he's been in, Sky Green Leopards, Art Museums. I haven't heard of those bands either, but I intend to now. And it's another great thing. You discover an artist, you can sort of go back into the back catalog, but. I mean, I just think the guy's basically a genius, and I wish he had more. That's had more exposure. So happy to
that's great. This. I guess if you don't live in his neighborhood and he didn't take a picture of your house,
You're
you don't know about him.
Exactly.
That's awesome.
All right, that's great. This is really cool. Thank you for turning me on to this artist. This is great. Okay, now where?
All right. So, secondly, we have this band called Hurry. Hurry is a band that is out of Philadelphia. And the main guy, the singer-songwriter, is Matt Scottoline. He's also joined by drummer Rob DeCarolis, bassist Joe DeCarolis, and guitarist Justin Fox. So you're sort of a classic power pop foursome. They make, sort of, it's jangly, but it's a little bit more of an edge. I think it's a little closer to sort of power pop than it is to jangle pop. Matt is a super interesting guy. Also follow him on Twitter, at Hurry Band. He's hilarious. I mean, he's just in a daily, my mental health. I know he talks a lot in this album about his struggles with mental health, but his tweets actually help my mental health. So check him out. He's a really funny guy. He's a super smart guy. This band has been around for, I don't know, probably like 5 or 6 years. I really like their previous album that they put out 3 years ago. You know, they have sort of, again, they were a bit more sort of towards the punk side to come out, a little bit more distortion, but now it's sort of clean and jangly and great melodies, very modern themes. I'll have to say, give a shout out to my daughter, who has said that this music is a vibe.
Oh, really?
Which means a thing, I guess, to young people. Yeah, it's a vibe. It's a vibe. Hurry is a vibe, and Hurry also references Twitter, and it's in the music itself feels a little 80s and 90s to me, mostly 90s, but the themes are definitely of 2021. So anyway, so they have the new album coming out. It's called Fake Ideas. It's releasing on June 25th on Lame-O Records, one of my favorite labels. And the song we're going to hear is It's Dangerous.
I can see how that would appeal to your daughter, you said, right? So, because it does, even though my first thought when the song started to play was, you're right, I kind of felt like it kind of has a 90s or late 80s sort of feel to it or whatever. But as it went on, it felt more contemporary to me. I could see how kids would latch onto that, right?
Mm-hmm. I mean, they've been accused of being a bit emo. You know,
thinking that, but I wasn't sure.
Yeah, right. Sure. Some people want to run from that term, others don't. All other people argue about what it means, but I think that element is there for sure.
I think so. Okay.
One quick thing to note about this, though, I got to give these guys a shout out because what Matt did. So if you go to Bandcamp and actually order this vinyl, there's a book that comes with a pre-order. And what he did is something that I just think is fantastic because it's so neglected in today's music scene. He wrote a book about every person. Every page is about a contributor to the album.
Oh, really?
Mom bought the food. This guy played the drums. Ah. It's like liner notes.
That's cool.
In book form. So I highly recommend that. I just think that's great. I wish more people were doing it because that's sort of the loss. Like that's knowing so what creative. Goes into an album, especially when you're sort of a young indie band trying to put it together is not something we get much of these days. Last note about that, I have to shout out to our Eric Didrikson.
Yeah, I was going
to
say.
I've called before the fifth member of Hurry.
Yes.
He's a huge fan of the band. And at one of our Hootenannies, he actually I requested during the Hootenanny, could you play Hurry's new song 5 minutes later?
Yes, I remember this now. Yeah. And actually, I went back and looked. I was like, have we played Hurry before on the podcast? And back, it was somewhere in the 300s, episode 325. He was a guest host once when we did like a week of guest hosts and he played Hurry.
He's a huge fan.
And I got to say, listening to that, what I saw in my mind was him on the Zoom on Friday night actually playing. Right, so
Great tune. I'm really excited about this album. All the singles so far sound great.
Great.
So next, we're going to take a completely different turn. We're going to go back to an artist that I have talked about before back in one of our Flying Nun weeks. This is Pickle Darling.
Pickle Darling.
Yeah. Pickle Darling is from Christchurch, New Zealand. So we had to have a New Zealand artist in here, of course. Got to stay on brand, but I'm happy to because Lucas Mayo is an absolutely just really intriguing, ingenious artist that does a lot of inventive, crazy things with music. And it's difficult to describe. It's kind of precious a little bit. It's a little bit twee, is that a term?
Mm-hmm.
But it's super creative. There's banjo in it. There's synth in it. The lyrics are off the wall. The new album is called Cosmonaut, and it's sort of, there's some spacey themes to it, which I love. I love me some space. I gotta say that. I'm a big space fan. And, it came out a few weeks ago. And, one of the things that's just so amazing about the music scene today. So here's Pickle Darling in Christchurch, New Zealand, in their, bedroom. This is truly a bedroom artist. The record has been put out by Z Tapes, who's a dude who lives in Slovenia.
Yeah.
And he puts out a lot of cassettes. And the first few Pickle Darling releases were all cassette. But now that he's, they're doing vinyl as well. So it's just a really cool sort of one world of music kind of thing going on there that I really love. But, this is a follow-up. Bigness came out in 2019. That's the one we talked about before.
Yep.
I mentioned at the time that I really just picture their music scoring a Wes Anderson film.
That's absolutely
very much. Or really, I think this music could be used in any number of films very well because it's very dramatic. It's very cinematic. But, it's sort of sweet, simple pop. There's a lo-fi haze to it. There's fingerpick guitar, banjo. There's the vocals are kind of crooning. There's a lot of effects put on the vocals. It's just super creative. It's whimsical, So anyway, this is a departure. I hope people enjoy this. We're going to hear Achieve Lift. And I would actually suggest, Jim, we might want to this is a slow burn. So maybe 45 seconds in.
Okay.
Okay.
And we'll give it a listen.
Is it cold to treat it if it's too
late? I'm supposed to get you home.
I very much enjoyed the the instrumentation on that.
Yeah, it's great.
I liked how, I mean, you're right. I mean, there's a certain tweeness to that, right? With the toy instruments and all of that. But there was like, what was it? Did they like apply like distortion to to the instruments as well or something? So it gave it a really, like really, what's the word I'm looking for? Just an interesting sound. There's a better word, but anyway, not thinking of it now.
Yeah. Totally agree. And I've gotten into Pickle Darling since Nick brought them to our attention. And there's two things I'll say, and maybe these things are way off, but the two artists that maybe this will help folks put it somewhere in a constellation is the Incredible String Band. Maybe that doesn't help, but also the band Beirut, who has that same kind of, and we, you know, maybe minus the trumpet, you know, right or something like that, but it's got that same kind of pace and that stateliness to it. That's nice. And yet some humor. And speaking of New Zealand, Nick, I think we'd be remiss if we didn't talk about this beer we're drinking, because this is so interesting. This is Astrolab Brewing. Is that right?
That's right. So Astrolab Brewing is a Silver Spring brewery, and it's managed by a Kiwi, a New Zealander.
Yeah.
And I went and looked at their offerings and noticed a lot of New Zealand music references in the names of their beers.
Wild.
Right? So one is called Crowded House. Another one is called Double Happy, which is a reference to a great... great Flying Nun band. And this brew that we're enjoying today is called Future Me, which I'm hoping is a reference to the Beths. Future Me hates me. Might not be, but I'm going to think it is anyway.
Yeah, sure.
But yeah, it's a really nice, refreshing
IPA. I would brew some beer
IPA.
Listening to that that album over and over and over again, right?
Exactly.
That's so cool, yeah. And I think we're going to go ahead and make that connection.
Right,
so,
we can.
Astrolab Brewing. Thank you.
Yes, check them out. And I will want one last thing about Pickle Darling in terms of what they reminded me of. I really feel the Tall Dwarves, the Chris Knox influence here too, just that sort of DIY spirit, that sort of the toy instruments. You can imagine, like, you know, there might be some spoons involved in some of the stuff that Lucas is doing. So I think definitely in that sort of the tradition.
Great band.
You know, hang on real quick, and this won't count against your time, Nick.
Moving.
But since we're talking about beer and music and, you know, locals and all that stuff, right? Nick, you're going to come to Suburbs Fest, right?
In
October?
Are you kidding me?
Okay. All
So I'm there.
Mention the people, October 1st and 2nd.
Yeah.
Suburbs Fest, Friday, October 1st, will be at Settle Down Easy Brewery. And people can come and we'll do like an open mic thing and people can play.
Right here in Falls Church?
You know, maybe we'll get Eric Didrikson to come out.
Hey, it's not that far. Come on.
You never know. And, or you can just hang out, you know, you don't have to play anything. You just hang out and enjoy the music. And that'll be on Friday. And then Saturday, the 2nd, we'll be at where Nick lives, the American Legion Hall in Silver Spring, Maryland. And Wingtip Sloat's going to play.
That's right. We are. Yep.
Rare appearance by Wingtip Float. Dot Dash and Apollo 66.
Yeah.
So it's going to be good times.
More space references. The American Legion Hall is just the perfect place for this.
Is
I
it?
Think I have been there before. It's going to be a great
Can we
great
bring scene. In our own Astrolab beer?
It could be the official brew of that.
There you go. We'll have to get in touch. Yeah.
All right. So anyway, just want to mention that. Come on out. Come to the D.C. area and go to suburbspod.com for details. There we have some stuff up there. And come on out. It's going to be a great time.
It's going to be great.
You can meet Nick, too.
I'm already hungover.
All right. Yeah.
Excellent. Looking forward to that.
All right. Where are we going now with music?
All right. Now we're going to talk about an artist named Landy Hecht. And Landy Hecht is the main singer-songwriter of a band called Muncie Girls that I really love their last album. It's definitely sort of a power punk sort of feeling to it. But Landy decided to go out on her own and put out a solo album this year. And it's called Going to Hell, which I think is very aptly named for this year. Right. You know, so... She's a super interesting artist. I think, you know, it's very much, if you listen to the Muncie Girl stuff and then you listen to her solo, it's very clear that this is the solo project, you know, it's sort of, but I mean, what's really fascinating to me about this, and I'm pulling this straight from her description on Spotify, because I just think it's so fascinating. She said, "I usually play in Muncie Girls, but these are my solo songs about queerness, sobriety, displacement, anxiety, and hating Tories." So it is. It's got all of that. It's got all of that in it. it's, you know, she was going through a time in her life where she was coming out after a long period of sort of repressing that. And there was a lot of fallout over that. But also there's some great political rants in it as well.
Nice.
It's a true solo album. It's an artist sort of saying, like, here's my chance to sort of, like, you know, get outside the band structure and sort of follow different themes that I want to. It is sort of mostly, I think she played a lot of the instruments. So it is sort of truly a solo project. But I've really enjoyed listening to this album. It came out a few months ago. Didn't get a ton of press, but it's on a label called Get Better Records, which, again, aptly named. We all want to get better. Mm-hmm. You know, it's sort of a concept album, really, when you listen to it. I mean, it and if you look at the cover sort of like got these pieces of art that sort of like describe, you know, certain aspects of her life that she was going through. And it's just, I really enjoyed it. I listened to it a lot. Why don't we hear the song Undone? This is Landy Hecht from Going to Hell.
I love that.
I love the guitar sound of that. It kind of was a little bit gravelly, yet it wasn't distorted. So it had a little bit of an edge, but it also reached out to you. And I think, you know, it's hard enough to live in whatever century this is in the modern world and struggle with self-identity and being unsure whether or not people will accept that identity that you feel is true. But to go through a pandemic, which it sticks you in, you know, your own kind of self magnifying situation, has got to be even harder. So what a brave statement, and that's great. I mean, anybody that can pull that off and make a solo album is fantastic. I can't wait to check the whole thing out. Never heard of this artist at all.
Nope.
And that's great. So
I mean, also love, and I love this about Pickle Darling as well, full on with the accent.
Yeah,
no masking the accent. No. It's a great British accent, but also, yeah, I mean, you know, I think it takes courage to put work out like this. Absolutely. During the pandemic. She hasn't been able to go out live. Muncie Girls toured a lot pre-pandemic.
Yeah, I remember that.
I did watch sort of, she literally did like a sort of a bedroom live stream. Mm. And it was hard. You could tell it was really tough for her to be that sort of exposed in that way. And I think a lot of artists are going through this. It's like, well, now you're going to see me in my bedroom, right? You're going to see me like putting this personal songs out with an acoustic guitar. I don't have the layer. I don't have the band. I don't have, you know, all the effects. And that was a thing. It was very emotional to watch that. But love that album. The top to bottom, it's a great album. They're all great songs on there. And in fact, there's one song called Whiskey. Hmm. And the main question is it whiskey or is it beer? Which I think will appeal to a lot of folks. So check that one out as well.
Just mix them up. Yeah, save you the trouble.
Why not? Just go with both.
Okay, now you have one more.
One more.
We'll do it as the playout. So you can
set
it all up and then we'll do that. So let me just mention here real quickly, if anybody wants to be a patron of the show, go to patreon.com/suburbspod. Again, come out to Suburbs Fest, see us in October.
Yeah.
And if you want to comment on any of the songs here, or, you know, get in on the new music that we do once a month or any of that kind of stuff, call
612-440-1984
or email rock@suburbspod.com or find us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram at suburbspod. All right. How are we going to wrap this up?
Let me just say one really quick thing, Nick. You were talking earlier, too, about following people on Twitter. I would encourage people to follow Nick Scalera on Twitter. It's at Nick Scalera. Talking about somebody who exposes you to new music. I think, you know, since I've known Nick, he's done a reveal at the end of the year. Just one example of all his top 21 albums or whatever it is. And every single one, I think, except for a couple, I've really, really liked. And that's a super high percentage for, you know, somebody who listens to a lot of music. So to have that is great. And you're always putting great stuff out about there on there. And if you like New Zealand, you're going to get a high percentage of that stuff, but also a lot of other stuff, too. So absolutely follow Nick at Nick Scalera on Twitter.
Absolutely. Thank you very much. Sure. And I've met so many great. I mean, a lot of people hate Twitter for all the right reasons, but I don't know. Music nerd Twitter is
the best. It's, yeah. It's great. It really is. I love music.
So
nerd
follow
Twitter.
Me. I'll follow you. Follow me. It's a Genesis song. That's right. Sorry about that.
And we'll laugh about
right,
it.
Right.
That's what you do on Music Nerd Twitter.
Exactly. Perfect. All right. So to play out, we're going to hear a song from an Australian band called Quivers. I don't know a lot about these guys. They just put out an album. They actually put out an album in North America on Bada Bing Records, which is a great little label.
Yeah, it's cool.
The album is called, it's their second album, is called Golden Doubt. I will say about Quivers, one thing that you should check out about them is they did a full cover of the REM Out of Time album.
No way.
And I'm not usually big on that kind of stuff, but it is great. It is
really?
Top to bottom.
Wow.
Really, so check out, you can tell REM is a big influence for them in their music. The go-betweens, jangle pop, great harmonies, male-female harmonies, great guitar sound. This album, it just came out very recently. It's like way more expansive than I thought it would be. There's a lot of, there are strings. There's a lot of experimentation to sort of go beyond it. So check out Golden Doubt. The song that we are going to hear is When It Breaks. We'll play out with that.
Nice.
Okay. Thanks very much, Nick.
Thanks, Nick.
Thank you, guys.
Fantastic. Loved all these selections and hadn't heard of any. I don't think I'd heard of maybe one or two of these artists before, right?
Yeah. So yeah, it's a great bushel basket full of picks for and I can't believe we're halfway through 2021.
Okay. It's Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
And with us has been
Nick Scalera.
Okay, and we're going to hear When It Breaks.
Correct.
By Quivers, and we'll talk to you later.
Have a hilarious line that I always think of you, Patrick. One of the songs in this album, they say, "And Phil Collins is in the air tonight."